As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, September the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts certainly, and from time to time, we find a few workable solutions to advance as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals steady, ETFs holding. That all swells up this morning. Federal fumbling in the dark still goes on. Millennium Development Summit in New York City. Bunky Moon there. This morning, we'll talk about all of that, and of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Tuesday, September the 21st, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading off 80 cents at $1,277.70 an ounce. Silver lost 6 cents in early trading, trades at $20.67 a troy ounce. You got to love that. Platinum off $6 at $1,617, and palladium down 6 also at $531 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $11 spread, $1,272.50 for a low, $1,283.50 for a high. Lots of new highs getting set all the time here. But at $1,277.70, your gold is up year to year, $274.80. for a 27.40% return on your investment. Surely wouldn't get that if you were investing in Goldman Sachs. London Gold fixed this morning. The boys in London set the price of gold at $1,278.75, and it dropped a little bit from there. Lots of downward pressure this morning in the market. Go up and look at the website, www.kitco.com. Look at the chart. It's under attack. It's dropping rapidly, but it'll catch and it'll come back up again. Just watch and see. Be patient. Anyway, the SPDR gold shares this morning, they show that they've added 3.64 metric tons to their holding overnight, showing this morning at 1,304.47 metric tons, valued on State Street at $53.6 billion. Lots of action happening in the markets today. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Tuesday, September the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report for this morning, a review. Gold, we find trading off 80 cents as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago at $1,277.70. Silver off 6 at $20.67. Platinum down $6 as well at $1,617. Palladium down 6. Lots of sixes going on here. Down $6 at $531 an ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. $1,272.50 for a low. $1,283.50 for a high and $11 spread. But at $1,277.70, your gold is up $274.80 year to year for a 27.40% return on your investment. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was swelled up 146 points, closing out at 10,754. What caused all that? We'll go to that article in a moment. NASDAQ up 40 yesterday, closing at 2356, and the S&P 500 closed up 17 at 1,143. Crude oil this morning off 58 cents for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading as they are in Oklahoma at $74.28 apiece. The U.S. dollar index this morning losing 22 basis points, coming in at 81.08 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Foreign exchange rates for this morning are impacted by that downward move in the USDX. The Canadian loonie at loses 18 basis points, and yet exchanges at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 22 basis points, exchanges at 8 cents U.S. of your coming to the United States from Mexico or going from Mexico or to the United States to Mexico, you're looking at 12.7420 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets. Euros this morning up 43 basis points at $1.31, continuing to stay high there. The British pound at $1.56 moves down 1 basis point. The Swiss franc back at parity again this morning, moving up 11 basis points at parity with the U.S. dollar, $1 even. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield on the U.S. Treasuries is yielding 0.46%, moving back down again from its recent slightly higher position. The 10-year yield is 2.67%, and the U.S. Treasury 30-year yield is at 3.85%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed mortgages this morning, moving down from a month ago at 3.95%. They're now this morning at 3.84%, and the 30-year likewise moving down from 4.52% to 4.37%, and the prime rate remains at 3.25%. Now, the big news yesterday, I guess, was this article that came out about 11 o'clock in the morning while we were on air, and I didn't know it was happening, but anyway, worst over in global poll pointing to reduced market returns. Okay, the worst is over. Yeah, it's over now. Everyone can relax. We can go out shopping. Here's the article. Pretty ridiculous, but nevertheless, I'll share it with you. 3 out of 5 global investors say the world economy has weathered the financial crisis and has stabilized 2 years after the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. Well, there you go. Hey, it's all over, right? Not quite. Few. Sometimes you have to read more than the first sentence, and apparently many of the economists didn't. Few. Most of the people on the Talking Heads department and the major media didn't either. Few believe the economy is recovering. That could have been the headline, but it wasn't, with only 1 in 6 of those surveyed describing it as expanding. And like the air is coming out, you know, it ain't expanding, baby. Not enough of that high fructose corn syrup to get it to expand this morning, according to a global quarterly poll of 1,408 investors. Quite a few number there. It's not like a 100 poll or a 10-man saw it, you know. I'll give it to you again. According to a global quarterly poll of 1,408 investors, analysts, and traders who are Bloomberg subscribers. Okay, so it's kind of an inside group. Everybody's up on the stuff. And they surveyed their own folk. And this is what they come up with. 41% aren't convinced the financial situation is stable and say further turbulence is likely. Now, why would that send the stock market through the roof? This report is not as cheerful as it seems. Quote, when taken as a whole, the world has stabilized, says Uzi Zimmerman. Don't turn your back on Uzi in the back alley. A respondent of the Bloomberg Global Poll and managing member of Ventura Capital Management, a hedge fund in L.A., the emerging markets of Asia and Latin America are providing support to the global economic malaise. Well, yeah, but how does that help the United States? I don't think it does. There are still danger spots, however, including the threat of government defaults, respondents say. Over the last 3 months, the percentage of those who say it's likely that Ireland will default more than doubled to 37%, according to the poll. My question is, when will the United States repudiate its debt? Investors are responding to the economic environment by managing their money more conservatively. Nobody's putting their money on the table, according to the poll, which has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.6 percentage point. More than 40% are still hunkering down. Yeah, that's right. And going into gold and silver, I have to tell you. While 1 in 3 are taking more risks, the rest say they are getting back to normal. Those percentages were little changed from the last poll in June. Not much has happened in the last months. Much more diversified? In the absence of clarity on numerous issues, we are much more diversified, said Buddy Ballard, Jr., a principal in the Alpha Capital Management in Austin, Texas. Quote, we've increased our exposure into more asset classes with smaller position sizes and tactically apply stops to those positions. Well, it just goes on and on. People shunning the debt, commodities falling. That's a lengthy article. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. You might want to take a look at it. Here's a little bit more. Goldman sucks in the news one more time. I always like to bang on these guys whenever I can. Goldman shareholders lagged CDs as Blank Find earned $125 million. That's right, folks. That's right. You invest in Goldman Sachs. the return on your investment will be less than a certificate of deposit at your local bank. Goldman Sachs Group, writing, this is Christine Harper writing yesterday for Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. is one of the best performing financial shares in the past decade, and it beat the S&P 500 stock index, helping to explain why Lloyd C. Blankfein got $125 million in cash bonuses during the period. This is while we're bailing them out. This is while they were having the Senate committee hearings, remember? All right? Charging them with fraud and everything else. Some investments did even better. One-year certificates of deposit earned an average rate of 3.17% in the last 10 years, beating the 2.78% annual total return on Goldman Sachs. All right? You could go in and get a one-year certificate of deposit at your local bank at 3.17%, and you would have beaten the 2.7% return that you would have gotten on investing in Goldman Sachs. Buying a 10-year treasury note in mid-September of 2000 would have yielded 5.8% annually. Of course, it wouldn't do that this morning. Wall Street firms have defended the pay of chief executive officers, including Blankfein, by pointing to the value they generate for shareholders. Yet over the last decade, the S&P 500 Financials Index, which includes 80 members, has dropped 49%. Bank of America Corporation, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley have lost the most for shareholders, while J.P. Morgan Chase returned an annual of 1.23%. Well, there you go.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Live free or die radio with
with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And, of course, we could go on and on endlessly about Goldman Sachs. They're just not a good place to put your money, folks. Get out of the stock market. Get a dollar-denominated assets if you can. Put your faith and confidence in gold and silver, platinum, palladium, precious metals. Take a physical possession. Hide it someplace on you, near you, or around you. Get your money under control, please. This is a real bad environment that we're living in right now. It seems to be a city of speech and a city of crime. Just about nothing is sacred anymore. Here's Netanyahu. Seeking military force on any Palestinian state's eastern border, all right, on any Palestinian state's eastern border. This by Gwen Ackerman, writing for Bloomberg New News this morning as of 5 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a peace agreement with the Palestinians must allow for a long-term Israel presence on the eastern side of an independent state along its border with Jordan. Quote, I don't believe that under these circumstances, international troops will do the job, Netanyahu said in a conference call with the American Jewish leaders, according to a transcript posted on his office's website, quote, we live in a very tough neighborhood and the peace will be tested constantly. Now, well, we know who tests the peace constantly, Netanyahu and the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas began the first direct peace talks in 20 months in Washington on September the 2nd. Negotiations are overshadowed by the September the 26th end of the month Israeli moratorium on construction in the West Bank. Abbas said he will abandon talks if building in West Bank settlements are resumed. Netanyahu said there is no change in the cabinet decision to lift the freeze. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Mideast envoy George Mishu participated in a round of negotiations that took place in Jerusalem and Egypt last week, said the sides were making progress on a compromise but did not elaborate. Hanan Ashrari, a former negotiator and member of the Palestine Liberation Organization's executive committee, said Abbas would never agree to an Israeli military deployment along the proposed state's borders. Well, there's that as well. Here's somebody taking a little bit of action in Chicago. In Chicagoland, he doesn't like Mayor Daley, I guess. Chicago man charged by the U.S. in a plot to bomb the city's north side neighborhood. Well, a lot of bombing goes on in Chicago. After all, Barry the Usurper's friend, William Ayers, New York Times article, 9/11 of 01. This is his quote. I don't regret setting bombs. I feel we didn't do enough. That's the company that the president keeps, and that's the way Chicago goes. 22-year-old man who allegedly spoke of wanting to assassinate Chicago's mayor was charged by federal prosecutors with plotting to detonate a bomb near Wrigley Field. Who'd want to do that to all that good chewing gum anyway? Home to the Chicago Cubs baseball team, Sammy Samir Hassoun. You got to tell me, folks, this guy's a plant. Sammy Samir Hassoun. Dang. Kind of sounds Middle Eastern, don't it? Blamed Richard M. Daley for, quote, weakening the city's security and planned to use the attack to drive him from office, according to the complaint against him. He was arrested on September the 19th by members of the Chicago Area Joint Terrorism Task Force. Oh, my. Quote, he wanted to transform the city of Chicago. It's kind of what Rahm Emanuel wants to do, isn't it? He wanted to make a statement. And what Barry the Usurper likes to do, doesn't it? Robert Grant, special agent in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Chicago office, told reporters after Hassan appeared before a federal magistrate yesterday, he intended to, quote, kill as many people as he could, close quote, by planting the explosive in a neighborhood full of bars, clubs, and restaurants, Grant said. Come on, Hassan. Taking it right out of the playbook. This is the kind of stuff they do in Israel all the time. Hassan, who is identified in an FBI statement as a Lebanese citizen, doing something that Barry the Usurper doesn't do. Here he is. Hassan, who is identified as an FBI in an FBI statement as a Lebanese citizen living legally in Chicago, is charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and with trying to destroy real property using an explosive. All right. The first charge carries a maximum penalty of life in prison, while the second has a top term of as long as 5 years. Daily Plaza, sounds so much the same. Hussein discussed the possibility of an assassination attempt on the mayor with the FBI's confidential sources. Prosecutors said the location near Wrigley Field was chosen after Hassan talked about other plots with the FBI source, including a biological weapons attack at the Richard J. Daley Plaza. The state courthouse forecourt named for the incumbent mayor's father. Hassan hoped he would be paid for a sustained campaign, Grant said. Investigators believe Hassan acted alone and isn't affiliated with a terrorist organization, Grant said. Lance Lewis, a spokesman for Daley, declined to comment. Daley said September the 7th that he wouldn't seek a seventh term as a mayor next year. We reported on that. And then, of course, he comes in with his little yellow jumpsuit, and they talk about that. Got a bail hearing scheduled, so-called probable cause hearing set for September the 22nd. That'll be tomorrow. After yesterday's appearance, Hassan was remanded to the custody of federal marshals. Well, trash can incident. Hassan planted an inert device in a trash can. Somebody want to tell me what an inert device is? Is that like McDonald's wrappers? What's an inert device? An old flashlight? A pair of shoes? What's an inert device anyway? Bag of charcoal? Hassan planted an inert device in a trash can south of Wrigley Field at about 12:10 a.m. on September the 19th and was immediately arrested. My God, they're brilliant. They still haven't been able to find out who did 9/11, but they were able to catch this guy immediately. According to the criminal complaint, the FBI informant had shown Hassan the device, which appeared to be a bomb, prosecutors said. The device, concealed in a backpack, had a timer that Hassan had set for 20 minutes, Grant said. The case is U.S. versus Hassan, U.S. District Court, Northern District of Illinois, Chicago. Well, that's that story. Here's another story. Bill Clinton in the news this morning. Bill Clinton says his global initiative will aid the unemployed Americans. You can rest easy, folks. Slick Willie's polishing his pistol. William Jefferson, blow my sax, Monica Clinton. Bill Clinton says his global initiative will aid unemployed Americans. Wow. Simon Lomax, Miles Vice, writing September the 19th for Bloomberg. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton's campaign against poverty in poor countries is making this room this year for programs to aid unemployed Americans. That's right. Clinton's global initiative, a forum to connect corporate donors with nonprofit groups, that's called public-private partnerships, by the way, will try to, quote, spend more time on the domestic needs, Clinton said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. With the nation's unemployment rate at 9.6%, oh, please, Bill, visit John Williams, shadowstats.com. Get your numbers straight. U.S. workers will need help, quote, with both jobs and with training. That's your global workforce development, isn't it? The Global Job Bank, he said. What kind of training are we going to need to have going forward? Learning how to caulk and weather strip, maybe? The biggest problem that stands in the way of boosting employment is a skills mismatch. A skills mismatch. That's right. We've got civil engineers, and we've got architects, and we've got builders and contractors, and we've got chemists and all that. You know, they're all out of work because they don't have the right skills. They don't know how to flip burgers, and so there's a skills mismatch. This means the jobs that are being opened don't have qualified people applying for them. There are just not enough male nurses to work at all the nursing homes that are going to be developed in America, he said. If job-specific training were provided to 5 million unemployed workers, the jobless rate would fall to around 7%, Clinton said. Bill, it takes more than training. You got to have an employer that's hiring. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again into this article here from the Bloomberg website in regard to Slick Willie polishing his pistol and talking his up with the people in regards to his various programs, his global initiative. Anyway, Clinton Global Initiative, interesting forum here. But the article continues, it says Clinton and his wife Hillary, U.S. Secretary of State, will speak tomorrow at the initiative's annual meeting, which aims to connect corporate donors with nonprofit groups. Now, notice the coincidence here in time, all right? The next article, the next discussion that we're going to have, we're going to go visit with the United Nations for a little bit. Let's continue, but keep it in mind of the importance of this particular week. Now, we are Rosh Hashanah's behind us. The big, all of the Jewish investors are back in the marketplace. Coming on us and at us, lots of action happening in the precious metals, and the stocks are rebounding, apparently. Continuing, as it has focused, this is his global initiative, it has focused, all right, give it to you again. We'll speak tomorrow at the initiative's annual meeting, which aims to connect corporate donors with nonprofit groups, aid organizations, and others involved in helping to alleviate poverty in the developing world. Okay? Whenever we get involved with this United Nations speak, you have to read very carefully, connect the dots. We're connecting corporate donors. That would be like Monsanto. That would be Bill and Melinda Gates. With nonprofit groups like their foundations. That would be also the World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, all the various Bugs and Bunny groups, aid organizations, that would be anything from the Red Cross all the way out, and others. That would be inter alia. If we were reading a United Nations document, they would go comma, inter alia, comma. Involved in helping to alleviate poverty in the developing world, all right? This is the great global redistribution of wealth scheme. As above, so below, transferring all the money from the Northern Hemisphere into the Southern Hemisphere, all the money from Eastern, Western Europe and the United States over to Asia and Africa. All right. It has focused its efforts on four areas, and this is important. Certainly you can visit on Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com, and get all the documentation here. It has focused its efforts on four areas: education, economic empowerment, global health, and environment and energy. It sounds like a little bit more than four areas, but you know that's new math. The initiative claims to have won 1,700, quote-unquote, commitments from partners since it was founded. Right? What's a commitment from a partner? This is grants and aid from the international community. This is the financing scheme that you can find written about in each of the chapters inside of the 40-chapter-long Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992, that we rail against here on a daily basis. They range from a U.S. physician who collects serviceable used medical equipment from the U.S. and ships it to the developing world. Now, they drag this little thing out every time. I have seen this guy, this U.S. physician, don't know who he is, who collects serviceable used medical equipment from the U.S. and ships it to the developing world. This is like the poster child for the program. Does it over and over again. To a plan by Merck and Company, the U.S. pharmaceuticals firm, to partner with Becton Dickinson and Company, a maker of disposable hypodermic needles, to distribute 3 million doses of a vaccine against cervical cancer. I think we all know which vaccine that is. What else are they going to vaccinate? Better go and check it out. Bill and Melinda Gates have a vaccine in mind for you, too. American Jobs, this year's initiative will create some interesting commitments that affect America. I don't like the sound of that. We live in interesting time. This year's initiative will create some interesting commitments, that's quote-unquote, that affect America, such as how to create jobs and clean energy in the U.S., without involvement from the government. Clinton said yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation, Terry McAuliffe, chairman of the Green Tech Automotive Inc., hadn't heard of that one yet, and the former head of the Democratic National Committee, know which side of the bread he butters, huh? Former head of the Democratic National Committee, you know, it's like the advice Will Rogers used to give about real estate, buy land. They make it no more of the stuff. But when you buy land, buy it in the path of progress and let progress run over the top of you. So apparently, Terry McAuliffe bought land in the form of Green Tech Automotive, Inc., while he was the former head of the Democratic National Committee, and now he's on board with Clinton, hoping that the green agenda will run right over his investment in Green Tech Automotive, Inc., no doubt. Stands to make a fortune, perhaps. Clinton also said the U.S. needs a strategy to revive the middle class. Revive the middle class. Well, they sit down and work out ways to tax the living daylights out of the middle class while they pass legislation that require everyone to fill a 1099 on any transaction in excess of $600 in a year. But we're going to revive the middle class, all right? What do we mean when we revive the middle class? We're not talking about reviving the working poor. We're not talking about proletariats, all right? We're talking about the middle class. Those are the entrepreneurs. How are we going to revive the entrepreneurs? In part by creating jobs in small business, manufacturing, and clean energy, all right? You're not reviving the middle class when you're creating jobs in small business, manufacturing, clean energy. You're improving the position of the proletariat. It's a continuing and ongoing war against the entrepreneurs, the middle class. Remember that. Keep that straight. On a global basis, Clinton's initiative will attempt to help girls and women get a fair share of education as well as participate in the revival of the economies of their countries, get a fair share of education, as well as participate in the revival of the economies of the countries. Let's see, there's Catherine Sebelius, there's, oh my, Nancy Pelosi, oh my, so many women in government and business these days. I guess they've gotten their fair share of education. The Clinton program will take place as world leaders, here's the key, including U.S. President, I don't call him that, including Barry the Usurper, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, meet in New York for the United Nations General Assembly session to review the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, a 15-year plan to halve, H-A-L-V-E, cut in half, poverty across the world by 2015. A plan to cut poverty in half across the world by 2015. Of course, we're going to have to redefine what poverty is, right? In order to accomplish that, we have to redefine what it's like to live in austerity in Europe and in America. All right? But this is the clue. Right? Clinton is having his meeting, his global initiative, in the roll-up to what's happening today. So let's jump over to the United Nations website, take a look and see what is happening today. Ban Ki-moon urges world leaders to invest in a global project to overcome poverty. Sounds like Bill Clinton's on board with Ban Ki there. As scores of heads of state and government after today's opening of a three-day summit at the United Nations headquarters in New York on the Millennium Development Goals. These are the MDGs. Now, you notice the only place that you're going to find this notice about this summit meeting happening right now, as I speak, in New York City, was at the foot of an otherwise lengthy article about Bill Clinton and his global initiative program. It didn't have a banner headline of its own on the Bloomberg website. Maybe it's on front page news, New York Times, I don't know. Ban Ki-moon. And there's a lot more. So you can go up to the website yourself, www.un.org, un.org/news, and read the article. There's a lot more to it right there. Let's jump into that a little bit, see if we can pick that up, see if we get a larger article out of it. More stories and see what else we got. Here we go. Coming up. I had this thing loaded earlier, but it dropped. It's trying to load. Well, it's here we go. Ban. Here's the article. UN News Center. And they spell it C-E-N-T-R-E. Centaur. Centaur. That's the British influence in this. All right. This is the Crown and Parliament assembled. Ban urges world leaders to invest in global project to overcome poverty. Of course, it's all micro printing here. I'll try and figure out if I can read it at 4 point. 20th of September, 2010, that would be yesterday. As some of the heads of state and government attend today's opening of a three-day summit at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Now take a look at the prayer center in the New York headquarters of the United Nations. You ever seen that black stone? Kind of looks like the rock over in Mecca. Anyway, Blackstone, BlackRock, sounds like a lot of investment companies in America. A summit of the United Nations headquarters in New York on the Millennium Development Goals, the MGD or MDGs, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged them to provide the necessary investment, aid, and political will to end extreme poverty. Well, we'll be right back. Ending poverty one house at a time.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And sliding into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour transmission, you can certainly call in. You can do so at 866-841-1065. If something you want to put out on the air, you're welcome to do that, as Brian has done in Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, there are signs every day that this thing just continues to worsen. For another week or two, Walmart sales are still down. I just drove through a neighborhood. And in two blocks, two foreclosures, signs in the window, obviously been vacant for a long time. There's no lifting of this thing. And anybody believes that there is going to be a lifting, and I hear it sometimes, oh, it'll get better, they're just morons. Every day I'm on the earth, I realize how more and more dumbed down too many masses of the people are that they will never wake up. And, you know, I heard on Alex Jones, and one guy on your station bags on him all the time. I don't think he's strong enough. I don't think he fear-mongers enough. These people are all up sleeping on some cloud, have no idea what's going on. They're openly discussing running all the paychecks to the government in Europe, right, in London, in England right now. And, I mean, they should be up in arms at the even the possibility of them openly discussing this.
Well, this is part of the problem. This is part of the problem, Brian, that has come out of the Fabian socialist plan of gradualism that has been let out on us. You know, when somebody gets a drop, you know, of water that falls from the ceiling onto their table or onto the side of their face, you know, and it only comes once every 30 minutes, it's an annoying thing. You know, you've got a fly that buzzes around your face, but most of the time it spends over on the windowsill, you know, and so you don't bother getting up to swat it. It's just gradualism, a little drop here, and then a week or two, then a little drop here, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And then through the process of gradualism, all of these things have come in. If this had all come at once, you're absolutely right. I mean, people would have gone absolutely ballistic. But because it is through the operation of gradualism, there is this overall malaise. It's almost a catharsis over the people. I think you're right. I think that there's plenty of room for more righteous indignation and angst on the part of the host. But unfortunately, a lot of the people that do come into this come in from, Kalamazoo, Michigan or someplace. They don't have any background. And if you put too much on people at once, it can drive them away. So I don't know how to increase the outreach of this broadcast. I send emails. I try and do the little Twitter thing from time to time on the network. I'm satisfied with the increase in the numbers, but it's dreadfully slow and nowhere vast enough to make a difference. Other hosts out there, you know, they claim to be able to talk to thousands of people a day. And if they can, great. But we've got hundreds of millions of people in the United States and in Europe who are completely oblivious to this stuff, apparently. Or maybe they sense it and they just don't want to be involved. They don't want to, come out or something, or a bunch of closet fellows, you know, or something. But, even in the news this morning, off the Econo Day, the housing starts. Housing starts showed unexpected strength, they report here in August, with even the single family component increasing. And that's the way the headline reads. But if you go in and look at the body of the information, housing starts are down across the board. So we can't even get honest reporting.
No. Well, I tell you something real interesting. And I used to be, I pick up the best of this or that or whatever. I find myself, as much as I hate it, shopping at Walmart because chlorine tabs are $2.28 instead of $2.89 individually packed, and I'm buying two at a time. And I looked for a garden hose because I needed a second one. I paid $7.97 for one at Walmart. It was a 50-footer, and I really needed 75, and I knew it was going to kink up. And I'll let it kink up, and then I'll go back and I'll say, you know, this is a lousy hose. Give me my money back in about 30 days, and then I'll buy another one. And I'll just abuse Walmart because I can, and because if you keep a receipt. I'm in a Lowe's looking for a part that they didn't have. Some lady walks up and just yanks the $42.99 hose, throws it in her cart like, hey, honey, kid, let's go to lunch. What do you want to do, go out for a T-bone or a filet mignon? There's people walking around that are still oblivious, and if they had any idea, they would not anymore pick up a $42.99 garden hose than a man in the moon. I mean, I still see this stuff. I just scratch my head. I'm like, are you not aware of what's going on right now?
Yeah, and if you were to try and approach that lady, you know, at that point of purchase right there and try and bring some information to her, you know, she may listen a little bit, maybe wouldn't. But typically, the response that I get is that they go along with your ideas a little bit, but not any further than maybe an arm's reach. You got about maybe 30 to 60 seconds to make a point to that person, but you're not going to be able to turn them around. I can't even, you know, through giving them business cards, directing them to my website, direct them to the broadcast. I don't see in my email basket a great influx of people from the counties that I live in. So, you know, I'm with you, Brian. I'm almost at the end of my wits as to what to do other than to just report this stuff on a daily basis. But, hey, great ideas, good thoughts. I'm with you. Always appreciate getting your calls. We've got another caller on the line. I'm going to go on to the next caller. But again, thanks for calling in. Keep us posted to what's happening out there in the Valley of the Sun, because what goes down there goes down around the rest of the United States. So thanks again, and let's go right on to our next caller right here and say good morning, Vicki in Idaho.
Good morning, Will. What you were saying a few minutes ago about there being shortages, I think perhaps maybe I might have found the solution to that problem. You know, as to what do they mean by shortages? And I've sent you a couple of emails in the past 2 days because it's exciting, you know. It's exciting when you find something, and it's like finding a mother load of information.
Well, let's back up and talk. Let's talk about your definition of a few emails. Folks, if I allowed Vicki to do it, I wouldn't have a moment left of my life. She would just fill me up with more information than any human being can possibly read. I don't know how you do it, Vicki, but I always appreciate looking at them.
Well, anyway, I have been communicating with this guy over in Great Britain who has a website about common purpose, and you know, his the position is Stop Common Purpose. Anyway, he did this great mind map of common purpose, and common purpose, of course, is communitarian, and they are a driving force behind the entire agenda. And so I had been just looking at that, and I did this search on communitarianism, found this great little article about it, and I found a man's name who seems to have been the person who provided the basic philosophy for it.
Interesting.
And his name is, his name is John Rawls. That's R-A-W-L-S. And I can't talk too much about it because, of course, philosophy is very difficult reading. And so I ordered a couple of books. But I can mention something that I've found, which I think is very interesting, very enlightening. Okay, and one thing that was said, and I'm going to read this to you because so that you can get it, okay? It says, the second part of the second principle of his thinking is famous or infamous. It's called the difference principle. It holds that social and economic inequalities are to be the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society. And right there, you have the formula for turning society on its head.
All right, give it out again. Give it out again, Vicki.
Okay. The second part of the second principle is the famous or infamous difference principle. It holds that social and economic inequalities are to be the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society.
All right, so this is redistribution of the wealth. The great benefit to the impoverished is that the wealth will come from those that have the most to those that have the least, right?
Exactly.
All right,
yeah.
So hang on right there, Vicki. We're going to the top of the hour break. When we come back from the break, we'll continue with your call. Folks, your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Your calls are certainly welcome this morning, folks, 866-841-1065. And to call in and weigh on the topics we're discussing this morning or another topic, you're welcome to do so. And we've got Vicki Davis, our returning guest and favorite caller and good longtime friend and researcher on with us. Let's go back into your discussion, Vicki, because we were just starting to warm up the bats in regards to communitarianism and communitarian law.
Yeah, and what it appears is that this man, John Rawls, may have provided the philosophical basis for communitarianism. And just a few other things that I found, and these are just snippets, so I can't really say this with any great authority, but things like that he provided a procedural decision-making methodology, or at least that was his goal. And what I think is that what he actually was doing was providing a philosophical justification for normalization across the entire society, because they anticipated that computer models were going to be used as a method for allocation of resources across the society. And so if they are doing that, then you have to, you know, you can't just say to people, well, you know, we're taking your property away. You have to, and giving it to somebody else, because that makes people mad. So they came up, it appears, with this idea of social justice, you know, whereby they could justify giving things away to people who have the, what they term to be the least advantage in the society.
Okay, how did Mr. Rawls work out with Amitai Etzioni? Are they interoperable, interlinked, and interconnected? Amitai Etzioni, of course, is the man or the individual that Nikki Rapana, in her work, points to as the mental guru for communitarianism. Is Etzioni and Rawls connected somehow?
I don't know. I have to do more research on it. But Rawls did end up at Harvard, and in all my research, everything keeps going back to Harvard. All these people keep going back to Harvard, which makes sense, you know, because in one article that I read, it was termed the Palace of Technocracy or something like that.
Yes.
But the whole discipline of systems analysis does seem to have been centered at Harvard.
Well, Harvard has definitely been a hotbed for the new international law that has been developed and the new economic order. But I believe, I may be mistaken, I think Georgetown is the home of Amitai Etzioni. I may be mistaken in that, but it's somewhere very close to Washington, D.C., that the school is, and of course he got his legs at Columbia University, and then before that at University of California, Berkeley, and then before that in Israel studying under Martin Buber. And so we've got an East and a West that's going on here that's very interesting, where you go from Kant and Hegel and Feuerbach and then Buber to Israel, and then you also have the positivists working the same in England. So Keep right there. We'll be right back after 3 minutes.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Tuesday, September the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. I want to take just another moment or two and finish out this article with Ban Ki-moon. Then we'll go back to Vicki Davis online and hold on the sidebar here. But again, as scores of heads of state, this is new news happening right now, as scores of heads of state and government attend today's opening of a three-day summit. That happened yesterday. Today's day number two at the United Nations headquarters in New York on the Millennium Development Goals, the MDGs. Folks, this is very important information that you're not going to get anyplace else. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged them to provide the necessary investment, aid, and political will to end extreme poverty. Now, what are we talking about with all of this aid and so on and so forth? Well, here out of Chapter 25, Agenda 21, Children and Youth in Sustainable Development. And, you know, it's always the women, the children, and the indigenous people. We heard about that from the Clinton's Initiative in that article. But here, every single chapter and every subchapter of Agenda 21 has these words, means of implementation, financing, and cost evaluation. The conference secretariat has estimated that the average total cost of the 1993 to 2000 of implementing the activities of this program area to be about $1.5 million on grant or concessional terms. And this is exactly what William Jefferson Clinton was talking about in the article and when he was on the TV about getting sponsors. They're looking for public-private partners, and they're looking for them all the time. There is more. Back to the article here. Ban Ki-moon is addressing the United Nations. There is no global project more worthwhile, Mr. Ban said. I don't know how you get a Mr. Ban. That would be like a Mr. Bill, all right? His name is Ban Ki-moon. Anyway, let us send a strong message of hope. Let us keep the promise. So we got more hope and change here, right, in Obamaland. The high-level meeting of the General Assembly is being held to take stock of the progress so far towards the MDGs, which includes slashing poverty. Sound familiar, Vicky? Combating disease, fighting hunger, protecting the environment, and boosting education. That's your workforce development program and your job bank. And to determine what else needs to be done to reach the goals by their target date of 2015. All right. And to determine what else. This is the, among others, this is the inter alia. These are the weasel clauses that the legal beagles write into these things. Real results have been made since the MDGs were developed in 2000. All right, we're 10 years advanced. This is the second time these guys have gotten together. They had a meeting in 2005. They're now having a meeting in 2010. We're advancing the Gosh plan. This is the Soviet model of the five-year planning process. Okay. All right, so we have, here's continuing, we have more development success stories than ever before, and they need these development success stories. So does FEMA. All of these agencies look for these development success stories, and then they run them up as banner headlines. That's how you obtain public buy-in. That's what you arm your change agents with when they come out to locally. That's why we become vocal local, to block the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. True to our identity as an international community built on a foundation of solidarity. Solidarity, that word sound familiar? Workers of the world unite, you know, communism. True to your commitment to the end dehumanizing conditions of extreme poverty. All right, extreme poverty. Just yesterday I was reporting on little wood stoves being sent out to the people in Darfur to help to mitigate the impact of firewood rape. All right, firewood rape, you know, smoke inhalation, as if these people in Darfur lived in the Neolithic age and they didn't understand what a chimney was. But anyway, $100 million of financial aid is going to be funneled to them. Who knows who's going to build these little stoves? But with all that being said, I want to jump over next to the Millennium Development Goals, because this is the draft outcome. And this is something I think Vicky will be able to help us to figure out as we go through a little bit of it. But they always start off with the glowing words. They always start off with the preambles and the strokem and blokems. Here you go. Right off the top. This is the 64th session, Agenda Items 48 and 114, the integrated and coordinated implementation of and follow-up of the outcomes of the major United Nations conferences and summits in the economic, social, and related fields, follow-up to the outcome of the Millennium Summit. This is a draft resolution submitted by the President of the General Assembly, titled Draft Outcome Document of the High-Level Plenary Meeting of the 65th Session of the General Assembly on the Millennium Development Goals. All right? And folks, when you go up and look at these General Assembly resolutions, you always need to understand how they work them. And as you look at them, you'll get an idea of how they're laid out. And then once you understand how to search them, you can search the United Nations websites by the resolutions, just as you would search for federal statutes and state statutes. But here we go, Vicky. We're right up to our necks again in another five-year plan.
Oh, yeah. Well, it takes, you know, 5 years is about as long as they can plan on any project, you know, and still stay on track with what they're doing. So, and all of this, the whole Millennium Development Goal, if you trace it back, you'll find out it's all about the telecommunications system and implementing global telecommunications, which is really the way that they are delivering education and health throughout the world.
Well, and going back on that note, Vicky, you know, when AT&T was making its way into the South, when Pan American Airlines was still flying to South America, when they laid down the transoceanic cables and started running telephone telegraph across the waters, you know, back to Mother England, city of London, I think you're absolutely right in that analysis, in that this interconnected, interoperable, interdependent system began first with the it began with Rothschild's carrier pigeons, then advanced to the telegraph and the telegraph system that ran right along with the advancement of the railroads. And then we came into the telephone, then we went into radio, Marconi and Tesla, then from that into the television, and from the television into IBM. IBM started with their computing systems, and the rest has just been general history.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the obscenity of it is that they are trying to bring modern high-tech technology to people that still live in mud huts. And the disconnect there is so, I mean, it's like an age of the world difference. And I think it's grossly unfair to the people that they're doing that to.
Well, it's kind of amazing to me. You know, I've read a variety of articles and even books on it. But in the Near East, a lot of the people that work live as shepherds and have flocks that run all over those mountains. They, in the rainy season, when they bring the flocks back down in close by, they have their semi-permanent dwellings, and a lot of them do have internet connections in those dwellings. A lot of them do have the big screen TVs, and they sit there kind of emulating the life of Ward and June Cleaver in America in the most bizarre places. But as we've talked about before, what is most important is to get high-speed internet and modern computing software and modeling software to all of the governance hubs all over the world. And if along the way they can throw electricity and a TV set in a mud hut, so much the better. We'll be right back, folks. Lots more to come with our special guest, Vicki Davis.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
And we have returned once again looking at this draft outcome document of the high-level plenary meeting of the 65th session of the General Assembly on the Millennium Development Goals happening as we speak in New York City, that interesting place on the river. But anyway, this is recalling...
Now we're back on the air. Sorry about that, folks. We had an incredible power surge here. Took everything down, had to reboot, bring everything back up again. Vicki, are you still with me? Vicki, are you still with me in the background there? All right. If not, we'll have to go back and reconnect with Vicki. Let's do that, too, and have Vicki Davis call back in. Let's see if we can do that here. And there, but in the meantime, yeah, very interesting. Just got a major power spike here, knocked all of my system down. Let's see if I can get back into the chat room and see if everybody can hear me okay now. All right, the sound is on. Sol, thank you very much. Everybody's there. Still good? Okay, let's go in here still. Okay, click on that. Let's just check this one out before we continue. Let's just make sure that everything is sweet. Okay, can you hear me? We'll ask the chatters, and everything is there. Yep, okay, everything's great. All right, we're back up on air again, and hopefully Vicki will call back in. I've got the phone bank back installed. Everything's back in. Seems that we've got just about all that we need. Let's see if I can go to the Skype Control Center. Here we go. Not that one. I want to go back to this one. All right, here... And just bear with me, folks. Always kind of interesting. Here we go. And here's Go Live. And there's Vicki Davis. Vicki, are you there?
Hi, Will.
Had an incredible,
yeah, what happened?
Incredible power spike here. The lights dimmed in the house. The computer went down. The mixer went down. Everything went down. But we're all back together again. No problemo. So I had just gone in and started in on this resolution again. It's resolutions, recalling its resolution 63/302 of the 9th of July of 2009, 64/184 of the 21st of December of 2009, also recalling its decision of 64/555 of April the 15th of 2010 decides to refer the draft outcome document annexed to the present resolution to the high-level plenary meeting of the General Assembly on the Millennium Development Goals to be held from September the 20th to September the 22nd of 2010 for its consideration. All right, so now that is the layout. And I share that with you, as boring as it is, so that you realize that when you go up on the United Nations website and you're looking around for these various resolutions, this is what these are the numbers that you're going to be tracking out. When you sit down to study one document, remember that there are many other primary and secondary documents, resolutions, that lay in its background. And quite frequently, if you'll go back and study them, you'll find that each of those also point into the background, and you can just keep winding back and back and back and back until you get to the Club of Rome or beyond that. So there's a lot in there. Now, we needn't go through the ordinary preamble, because they basically just tip their hat. They talk about their successes and things like that. What we want to do in this particular document, I'm scrolling down to get it, is we're going to start. I'm going to start right here at number 23, and we'll just start in and discuss it as we go. This is point number 23. We take note of the lessons learned. All right, this is how it starts. We take note of the lessons learned. It's always lessons learned and best practices when you're dealing with the United Nations. Every time you see that in the news, and the article doesn't reference Agenda 21, it doesn't reference sustainable development, just translate it in your mind. You see lessons learned, you know that you're dealing with Agenda 21, sustainable development. So we take note of the lessons learned and the successful policies and the approaches in the implementation and achievement of the Millennium Development Goals. This is not pie in the sky, folks. This is implementation. This plan is 10 years advanced now, all right? And recognize that with increased political commitment, these could be replicated and scaled up for accelerating progress. What are they talking about replicating? This is the Ray Kroc McDonald's principle. Multiply. You duplicate something that works, and then you multiply it all over the world. This is how ICLEI has spread all across the country and around the world. This is how the whole idea of sustainable development, it doesn't matter whether you're in Darfur or Abu Dhabi or Dubai or whether you're in Beijing or whether you're in New York or St. Louis, no matter where you are, you're going to find the same goals. Why? Because this is replicated, scaled up, accelerated for the progress of the 21st century. Here's the first point. A, strengthening the national ownership and leadership of development strategies. Strengthening the national ownership and leadership of development strategies. What's all that about? First blush, Vicki, how does that strike you?
Well, I would say national ownership and leadership of development strategies means the particular plan that has been developed for the nation. And it would be intellectual ownership of their strategy for the implementation of the Millennium Development Goals within your country.
Yeah,
can
you hear the media in this? Can you hear how the president's office on sustainable development, and they have a press briefing? Can you hear this strengthening the national ownership? You own something, you take it on, you own this idea, you bring it on yourself, and the leadership of development strategies, this is setting up the various agencies for it, That's kind of the way I got it when I read that.
Yeah. Right, and you have to, when you read this stuff, you have to understand keep remembering that they have turned the world upside down, with the philosophy, which I'm going to say philosophy, just not because of Rawls, but because I had already made an observation that they had switched our world upside down, that basically they were re-engineering our society, reverse engineering, which if you toppling those on high, bringing them down low, elevating the down low, bringing them up high, just flipping it all around. And,
yeah, this is
and that's why they say things like
This is the global to local action plan.
Go ahead.
We take it from global to local. So as globalism makes its transition from global to local, this idea of strengthening national ownership, first of all, folks, this is not a nation, all right? We're so many. We're 50 sovereign states. We are countries of our own. We're 50 sovereign republics. The whole idea of nationalism, all of that, this idea of, you know, United States of America, you know, God bless America. No. We have a federal compact, but we are sovereign republic. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned visiting with Vicki Davis. Folks, her website is www.channelingreality.com. That's www.channelingreality.com. Talking about the Millennium Development Goals, this Millennium Development Summit that's being held in New York City at the United Nations as we speak, looking down through this draft document that they've got. And just taking a few of these points out and looking at them. Adopting forward-looking macroeconomic policies that promote sustainable development and lead to sustained, inclusive, and equitable economic growth, increase productive employment opportunities, and promote agricultural and industrial development. Rather lofty goal.
Yeah, it sure is. And in that statement, you can just add, rebuild your country, replace the current workforce with everybody who had been disadvantaged in the past, which explains the shortages in the workforce, because you had you don't have the right number of morons in the physics department.
Well, what's amazing about this is the breadth of the statement. I mean, macroeconomic policies, okay, so that's the whole country, that promote what? Sustainable development, all right? That's what it promotes. It promotes sustainable development. So we're going to adopt forward-looking macroeconomic policies that promote sustainable development and then lead to sustained, all right? Sustained. What have we learned about sustained? We have to prop it up. That's what it means. It has to be shored up. That means money from your pocket to somebody else's pocket, all right? Inclusive, that's still a big tent theory, and equitable, equity, that's operation in the absence of law. This is the idea of going to the court's chancellor. This is the idea of going to the Pope and buying an indulgence. This is the idea of going into the carbon credit scheme. And if you happen to have trees on your farm, you sell your excess carbon credit to a factory in Beijing like Foxconn, and they can use your trees credit against their demerit for being polluters, but they never have to quit polluting. And then equitable economic growth, increased productive employment, all right, opportunities, productive employment. This is the idea of building the Great Pyramid of Giza again, one block at a time, yo-ho, heave-ho, lots of productive employment, and promote agricultural and industrial development. But you know, then when we talk about agricultural development, we're not talking about the small farm. If it was small farm was the focus, you wouldn't have Codex Alimentarius. The idea is by promoting agricultural development, we're talking about Monsanto, Conagra, Creekstone, and the rest of it, and then industrial development. It's always about the money. Sustainable development is sustaining the demand, creating and sustaining the demand for environmental and developmental concerns. These are all the windmill companies that are coming on us and at us, Vicki.
Well, yeah, and also the smart grid and the replacing your windows in your home, you know, everything sustainable.
Arnie Schwarzenegger's high-speed train?
Yeah, exactly, yes. For mass transit, because they want to get everybody out of their cars and either walking or taking mass transit.
Or a rickshaw. So, you know, I'm trying to find rickshaw futures on the NASDAQ, but I haven't got them yet. But boy, I'll tell you, when I do, I'm going to buy heavy. I'm going to pile in.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that somebody should be designing a bicycle with an umbrella on it, because I think, you know, we're all going to have to be, you know, going to the grocery store in our little bicycle, you know, that but it's cold here in the winter time and it snows, and so.
Well, so you're going to need to have an umbrella with a radiant heater under it or something like that. Here's another one, promoting national food security strategies. That's your Codex Alimentarius. This is promoting national food strategies. That's an entire chapter, by the way, out of Agenda 21. And strengthen support for smallholder farms and contribute to poverty eradication. Now, they're not interested in having smallholder farms here in the United States. What we're talking about is smallholder farms elsewhere. Maybe Darfur, maybe someplace in Africa, maybe someplace in Asia. But it's not going to be what you think, folks, when you read these kind of things. Let me jump along to the next one. Supporting participatory, community-led strategies aligned with national development priorities and strategies. And so once again, we're looking at this global to local action plan. This goes right back to the Tavistock Institute and their development of an idea of taking the power to the edge theory. And it reminds me of what we mentioned earlier, Vicki, about putting high-speed internet out to all of the villages all over the planet in order to support this participatory, community-led strategy aligned with the national development priorities and strategies. How does those strike you?
Well, I think that brings up a very important point for people to understand about the monetary system. There's not enough money in the entire world to do everything that they want to do in these, that they are insisting that be done in these Millennium Development Goals. And that's why they're moving, I believe, why they're moving to just a digital currency, which isn't just an allocation system. you will get your allocation of ones and zeros, and that's what you will have to live on. And, you know, it will all be scientifically based. You know, you need $300 to pay your utility bills. You need, $200 for food. And
whether it's dollars or not, I mean, I read an article the other day, Vicki, about how Walmart laments that most of their business happens on the last day of the month at midnight. People come piling into Walmart at 11:30 on the last day of the month, on the 31st or the 30th of the month, and they mill around and they put things in their baskets and whatnot, and they fill up their baskets, but they're waiting for the midnight hour, because at the midnight hour, the federal government recharges all of their little credit debit cards, and then they rush immediately at midnight to the checkout stand. So if you were in Darfur, or if you were in Abu Dhabi or Dubai, or if you were in Beijing, they wouldn't need dollars per se. It would just be digits added to your account.
Right. I just say dollars because we're used to thinking of our trading units.
Agreed.
In terms of dollars. But really, in fact, it's just ones and zeros in an electronic system. Even the currency, the actual printed dollars that we use, they are just symbolic of the ones and zeros in the computers at the Federal Reserve. So all they represent is spending trading units for when you don't have the electronic card available.
Yeah. And I think that's absolutely essential, because they're going to have to finance it someplace. It's going to be financed on puff and smoke. It's going to be created out of thin air. It will be fiat, but they can't let the little people know that. Now, here's the next one, F, promoting universal access to public and social services, and providing social protection floors. So instead of saying social safety net, as many like to say, instead of having social safety nets, there are social protection floors. These are the kind of floors that we built under AIG. This is the kind of a protection that we built under Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, but they want to provide a social protection floor under you and I with the Obamacare program as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a certain minimum, and of course, if you're looking at an allocation system, everybody will be allocated an amount. Probably, it will be different amounts, of course, depending on what they have decided to give you to do for your living, but there is a floor under which nobody will fall, because the objective of this is to bring everybody to the same level of poverty.
And the idea of universal access, to me, is the same idea that's advanced in the Obamacare bill, insofar as that you can't escape it, you can't get away from it. You have to take it, whether you like it or whether you don't like it. So by promoting universal access, this is not just you all come, it's all y'all come now here. Okay, kind of the way we do it in Missouri, you know. Here's another one, improving capacity to deliver quality services equitably again, all right? This is this egalitarian, all equal thing, but it's also equitably. This is the legal positivist, as opposed to an operation of law. This is legal, but it's not lawful. Improving capacity to deliver the quality services. Now, we spoke before, must have been months and months back now, about the idea of telemed and how important having the computers and the monitors and the high-speed internet to every home will be on the delivery of healthcare services. Talk to that just a moment.
Oh, yeah. Telemedicine is global health. That's what the global health system is. It is being implemented in the United States. But because we have an existing healthcare system, it will be phased in. And that's part of the changes that are occurring now. They're conditioning you to accept medicine by internet.
And we're being phased into the break. We'll be right back.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Gotta love the sponsors, gotta have them too. It's what keeps us on the air, folks. Every now and then they interrupt us midstream. I'll throw it right back to you, Vicki. Go ahead.
Okay, about the telemedicine and education services, of course, they're all going to be delivered by internet. And the we know that the objective of the Millennium Development Goals, everything that's going on at the global level, goes back to the communication system and delivery of the modern society around the world to all population around the world, on the theory that there will be, that it is a leveling kind of thing. People in the poorest villages will have access to the highest levels of knowledge, which really is a noble goal. I mean, you can't really argue with that. But if you have to turn the entire globe on its head to do that, I'm not sure that it's justified.
Well, we have to look back to the little red, you know, schoolhouse on the prairie, so to speak. And yes, until the progressive education came along with John Dewey, et cetera, our education was fantastic. It was very noble. The idea of opening up the entire world to this vast, you know, intellectual database that we know as the internet. It's such a noble idea. But we know full well, I mean, I certainly hope the audience does, that as soon as this distribution system is built, it's going to go much the same way as the commercial media has gone. You're not going to have the kind of access. You're not going to go up and pull down the Millennium Development Goals and read them for yourself, folks. No, that's not likely. But what you will be able to do is to go to a special website for the United Nations and get all the gloss of the day. It's much the same as you'd find on whitehouse.gov today. You look at the featured legislation over in the right-hand column there on whitehouse.gov, you know, today, and you're going to see just some of the very highlights, some of the skip cream. You know, you look over on the left, and you'll see about how Michelle Obama is having her women's days, you know, women and children days, and so on and so forth. They talk about Barfy the dog and planting vegetables, but they're not talking about all of the things that they're actually doing. So, you know, even though the Internet right now is just a wild and woolly place to be, I can't imagine, Vicki, on a 20-year or 50-year rollout, that would be allowed to continue. It's too dangerous for them.
Oh, absolutely. And they will put everybody into walled gardens of content, and they will allow you links to to other areas of websites where the information is controlled. I mean,
look at what's happening between China and Google, for instance. You know, this kind of gives you a setup as to where we may very well go at some time in the future. And you got all the various different pornography web browser filters that are out there. There's no reason to say that they can't expand beyond pornography once they perfect the filtering system. You know, there'd just be certain websites you just can't access.
Right. And even on the time since I've been on the Internet, which I've always had an Internet connection. I had CompuServe even before the Internet was available. But just in the time, I'd say, you know, between 95, 96, somewhere around there, where professionals and people started posting information, you would have doctors posting their studies and, you know, real medical information. But since that time, now you have WebMD. And so, you know, you might as well go by the Reader's Digest Index of Diseases, you know, for information, because that's the caliber of information that's available on most searches.
Yes, now, and here's the next point. It says, this is point I. Again, I'm working from page 5 of this declaration. It's point I here. Ensuring the full participation of all segments of society, including the poor and disadvantaged, in the decision-making processes. But notice the words ensuring the full participation. All right, this is not options. These are not options. There are places on this continent where your vote is required. I think Australia, your vote is required. You will go vote on this day. You will cast a ballot. And why is that so important, folks? It's so that you are, because you are forced to vote, and you're forced to accept the benefits, you have really no redress. Because you're taking the benefits, because you're voting for the programs and for the politicians, there's no way out. There's no way that you can just file a conditions proceeding and exit stage left.
Right. Yeah. And that's needed for the illusion of we're all in this together, the democracy.
Exactly.
You know, we all voted. This is what we all chose, even though you're sitting back saying, hey, you know, I don't blame this on me. I had nothing to do with it.
And the tax spread, you know, they put it up in our face all the time. You know, here's the national debt clock going on my representative's website. And then down below it, he has the audacity to post your share of the federal debt is.
Well, yeah, and they do that all the time. And even with trade, you know, they say things like, well, you made the decision for China to produce everything because you bought the goods at Walmart. But what they neglect to say in there is that they exported all of our production, so I no longer have a job where I can afford to buy American products. So, yeah, they forced me into having to shop at Walmart to buy the cheap Chinese junk.
Yeah, and there's no choice. I mean, so, you know, we hear about it, and I hear about it, you know, well, you should buy mom and pop, you know. Well, you should buy local. Well, when you go into mom and pop the next time, folks, when you go in and buy local, go in and look at the shelves. Hey, look, it looks like the same spam that they got over at Walmart. You know, this is the same Vandy Camp's pork and beans. You know, it's the same kind of bread. It's the same milk from the same factory. It's the same butter. I mean, what's the advantage of a mom and pop? I'll tell you what the advantage is. Mom and pop will charge you 20% more. Brian from Arizona called in this morning with that comment. You know, I mean, you can go to Walmart, you can get a hose for $7.98. You go to your local hardware store, same hose, same brand, same packaging for $9.99. Which one will you buy? You'll buy the cheaper one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what they're doing. And I noticed this in some recent research that I did on the healthcare system, the way that they're setting it up, is that they design things so that they're managing your decisions. And when things are set up like that, yeah, they give you choices. You can, you know, choose this really bad choice or this really terrible choice because they know that you're going to choose the really bad choice. And yeah. So... they're managing your decisions.
Absolutely. Shaping the dialogue and shaping your decisions. Here's another one. K, increasing the efforts to reduce inequality and eliminate social exclusion and discrimination. So that's all come. You know, this is the all come thing. Again, L here, enhancing opportunities for women and girls and advancing the economic, legal, and political empowerment for women. Now, go up on the whitehouse.gov, look on the left-hand side, and see what... see what Michelle Obama has been doing. This is exactly the process. We just got Elena Kagan in there, who is the Catherine Sebelius, who is the woman that they just, Warren, what's her name, coming in as the consumer finance chief.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Who are some of the others? Jenna Napolitano. I mean, this is the whole idea, all right? This
Did
is
you
it.
Say Sebelius?
Yeah, I said Catherine Sebelius. I put her number one. I mean, the Health and Human Services, that woman you introduced me to her, and she just gives me nightmares. I go to sleep just shaking and shivering about her in the world. Here's another one. Working towards transparent and accountable systems of governance at the national and the international levels. Now, folks, we've got a minute left to go, Vicki. I'm going to just wind it down on this. We were told that the usurper was going to have a transparent system of government. And he was so transparent, I could see through him, and many others could as well. But the transparency that you get going forward, look at again, whitehouse.gov. Do you see? It's transparent, all right. It's transparent. You can go up there and you can look, but you can't see anything. It's like the king's clothes. It's like carbon credits. It's so transparent, you can't see it. And you're not going to need shades because this future is not looking that bright. But working again towards transparent and accountable systems of governance. It's not government, governance. Is it accountable? How do you hold your elected officials accountable? How can you hold them accountable? You can't vote them out. You can't drive them out. You can't shout them out. You can't drown them out. They just keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And they redraft their platforms. They redraft their proposals. They change their financial base. But they just keep coming back. You can't get them out. How can you hold this kind of a system of governance accountable? And then towards the bottom here, it says working towards greater transparency and accountability in international development cooperation. I'd ask the listeners, how many of you are going to New York today? How many of you are going to be involved in this Millennium Development Summit? Vicki, we're all out of time. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com.
the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.